Hey, baby. Tuesday at 12 a.m. is Wednesday at midnight. Yeah.
Broadcasting from the Today in News digital studios at Zero Dark Hundred, out of the New York metropolitan area on Big Dog Music Radio, here's the conservative talk show host of Wednesday at Midnight, Trey Martin.
Good morning, everybody. It's 12 midnight. It's Wednesday at midnight. This is Trey Martin. How you doing? I'm just having a lot of fun tonight. But listen, the number here is 347-838-8898. We have my buddy possibly calling in from Vegas to let us know what's going on down there at the caucuses, just so we have an on, you know, in. He's great, you know, Kenny Chandler. I'm not sure he's going to call in. He's working on a couple of things, but if he can, he will call in later on. But we'll see what's happening down there, because nobody knows any results yet. They figure that Trump is going to win. We don't know. Who knows? And we know it's going to be Rubio and Cruz. They're going to all be Trump, Rubio, who's going to be right there. But in the meantime, what's that? Right. Hello?
Yeah. Fox News is already calling Trump the winner.
Oh, yeah? Fox is?
Yeah, everybody's cheering at the Trump headquarters, and the headline says, Donald Trump wins Nevada caucus.
No kidding. Well, that's good. Okay. Good enough. Good for him. Yeah, I think he deserves it. I think he's been working real hard to win this thing. You know? And he took
and the colonel's on the line, too.
Colonel's on the line. Colonel, what's happening, Colonel? Listen, you know, I wanted to tell you, I heard from Chris in Amsterdam. Where is he? Chris.
Oh, wow. He's still over there. Holy mess.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he said to send your regards to...
Very nice. Yeah, just tell him likewise when next time you talk
to
him. That's nice.
I will. I'm going to email him.
That's nice.
Chris Urban. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Chris Urban. Yeah, how about that? He's still over there. Wow.
Yeah.
He's probably getting ready to come back, right?
He relocated over there, you know, with the job. You know, he relocated.
Yeah. No, I know. But usually it's a 3-year gig.
Well, he's been there only 2 years, right? Is it 3 years?
I don't know. I've been out almost 2 years now, so.
Yeah.
I thought he was, he might have extended. Who knows? and then maybe the organization forgot about him, like they probably did. So he's
listen,
still
as
there.
As long as they keep paying him,
exactly.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Case, I think really Jim Gilmore is going to be the real nominee. You know.
Oh yeah, right. He's going to be the dark horse that's going to come way out. What is he in the negatives? He's in the negatives, right?
Yeah.
He's going to come out.
Trump is going for 3 in a row, and Jim Gilmore is going to come out on the outside. It's almost like a horse race. He's going to come outside.
He's coming from behind.
Throws him right to the head.
He started the race late. He's coming from behind. He's got it by a nose.
He's just like, love Martin O'Malley. He's going to probably take both of them, but he really could have beaten both of them. He dropped out, but he may come back in just so he could show them that he's going to beat Hillary, who's got what does she have, 600 delegates? And Schmuck Bernie Sanders.
Hey, thank you for that question.
70 delegates. I mean, they got the super delegates, man. You know, I guess we got to get kryptonite in order to straighten them out.
Man,
you know?
I tell you, not only did Obama transform this country, but he ruined it. He ruined our political system. I just hope that Donald doesn't come out and say, oh, crap, I didn't really think I was going to get it, and now I really got it. So what am I going to do?
He's going to get it. I think he's going to win it. And I think he's going to resign and give it all to Rubio, who's going to probably be his vice president.
Oh,
you know?
Boy.
Hey, Train?
Yeah, Lisa.
Billy and Kevin are also on the line.
Oh, good. All right, put them on. Come on, put them on. Hey, Kevin, Billy, what's happening? You guys?
How's it going?
Hey, Trey.
Everything's good. We're having fun. Listen, just before we got on, I was talking to the colonel, but before I got on and before I started talking to Lisa, I mean, I was laughing like hell because I just love the Reverend Manning thing where he goes, we gave him everything. We gave him the presidency. We gave him the Nobel Peace Prize. We gave him the Senate. We gave him the House. We gave him Congress. We gave him the Pentagon. We gave him everything. And the schmuck failed. And I just love it.
It's a little bit different than that, I think, but,
yes,
but it's close enough.
I know. I substituted the word schmuck for it. But, I mean, I could listen to that all day long. I keep, I can't stop listening to it. I keep putting it on. And he delivers it so well. I want to kiss Reverend Manning. I really do. I want to go to his church. He's unbelievable, this guy. He said he'll die. He says he'll die trying to put down Obama. He's got one thing where he says he'd rather die than not be putting down Obama or something, you know.
Yeah.
Long-legged Mac Daddy. He's a long-legged Mac Daddy. That's what he is.
Who's he
anyway, I love
you
it.
Know?
Kevin, what's happening up by you? Did you hear any? We heard the news that Lisa just told me that it looks like Trump's got it in Vegas. You know?
Yeah, I've been watching it all. I've been watching it all evening on Fox. I think it's a clear run for Trump. I think the other guys are done now. You know.
You don't think Gilmore's going to catch him on the outside, right?
No, I don't. I think it's a clear victory all the way for Trump.
He dropped out. Jim Gilmore, I keep putting on my page that Jim Gilmore's going to get the nomination. and Martin O'Malley is going to get the Democrat nomination, you know?
According to Fox, Carson's beaten Kasich by 9%, and Kasich's got 4%.
Oh,
oh my
no
God.
Kidding, really?
Yeah. Oh
yeah,
man.
I feel sorry for both of those guys.
Yeah.
You know what they ought to do? Both of them ought to get married and go and live on an island somewhere. You know?
Why? Why when they can live here happily ever after? Why do they need to go on a special island?
Yeah, but they, you know, listen, they probably have a lot of fun on Quiet Island.
So did you hear the latest about Obama? His plane on the way to Cuba is going to have an issue, and he's going to have to land right on Guantanamo, and he's going to walk up and open up the gates to Guantanamo and say, you're free, go, leave, take off, you're all free to go. Just leave your orange jumpsuits in case we need them again. Other than that, you guys can get out of here. Take your soccer balls with you.
I think he's going to give Gitmo to Castro.
Gitmo, well, yeah, but that's after he empties it. He's got to empty it first.
Yeah, you know, but I think that's what his intent is. I don't know, you know. You've been hearing about that, Kevin, up there, right, with the Gitmo thing?
Yeah, I have. I've heard about it.
Well, what an unbelievable thing. He wants to.
Kevin, what do you think about Hillary's haberdasher?
I never really.
Do you think she needs somebody else? OMG, with those outfits.
I know.
Yeah.
They look like robes and nightgowns or outfits.
She reminds
you know?
Me. She reminds me of some. I don't know. It wasn't H.R. Puffin stuff, but one of these kids shows. Where they had the balloon. Maybe it's just like an Oompa Loompa or something. Where they had the bottoms were like a tent or something like that. Oh, man. Can't
well,
she
Billy,
wear
you know,
something that's a little bit more becoming? Wow.
Billy, I'm thinking of changing the show, the name of the show, to Fat Thighs Matter. You know? I got another one. It's Fat Thighs in the Air, Don't Shoot. I love it.
Uh-huh.
I love Fat Thighs. Fat thighs in the air, don't shoot. Can you imagine?
Fat dairy ears in the air, don't shoot. Good Lord.
Hey, did you hear where all of Bush's supporters went?
Yeah, I heard they went to Trump. Is that true?
Yeah. Gateway pundit.
Wow, no kidding.
Yep.
Wow.
I heard that. Yeah, I heard that too.
I didn't
you know?
Hear that. Wow.
Hey, Trade.
Yeah.
Don't the Bush, don't those donors for Bush, how do they pay them back now that he suspended his campaign? I mean, that was huge dollars he was spending.
Oh, I know.
I mean,
it's over
does he have to pay it back?
$100.
I mean, what's going to happen with that? You
I
know?
Really don't. I really don't know. It's a good question. I really don't know.
No, they,
you know?
They give
you
the
mean,
money.
You
whether
mean, you
winner,
mean,
they give the money. You know, it's a tax write-off for him, but they give the money whether the guy wins or not. But I think he spent $140 million.
Something like that. Yeah.
You mean they
won't
basically?
No, it's more than that.
You mean they
so
want
basically
change?
It's just free money. No one has to pay all that money back. I mean, that's huge money.
It had to be more than $140 million.
Yeah.
He spent $35 million just in New Hampshire. And can't
that's
afford.
Right, yeah. But no, I heard the number is around $140 million. But they couldn't push in the bush. Remember that song, the disco song? I'm sure you remember that.
Push in the bush.
Yeah. Push in the bush. You know, I'm sure they weren't talking about the election, that's for sure. But anyway.
I was never a disco fan. So.
They gave him everything. They gave him the presidency. They gave him the Congress. They gave him the union. They gave him the unions. They gave him everything. They gave him and the schmuck failed. I can listen to this thing all day long. I can't. I keep on going back to it all the time. I keep on posting it too. You know. Just
you know,
to bug
I'm supposed to play his servants on Sunday, but I just.
I have
permission to play all of his stuff if I want to do his Wednesdays, but that's, you know, that's booked. But Sunday's open, and I just don't have the time to go, you know. But I will. I'll start playing Manning.
Reverend Manning.
I'm working on a few other bigger names than him as well. Well, he's not much bigger.
Oh, by the way, everybody, Billy's got Freedom in America Radio. And we got Kevin on here. We got all radio guys out here. We got WATD, Kevin Balls. He did his your anniversary show this past last week.
I'm nine years on ATD as of
nine
last.
9 years, wow.
ATD. As of last Sunday, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Jimmy was mistaken. Jimmy thought it was this week, and he got the message late. He got messed up.
Yeah, I didn't really make a big deal about it, you know. I don't know. I'm ready to move on, Trey. I need something better. I mean, they don't even appreciate me there, basically. And it's those overnight things is just killing me, you know. I didn't feel like celebrating, actually. I felt kind of bitter, you know. Yeah.
Colonel, have you listened to Kevin at all?
I do listen to it. Yeah, I do. I love it. I love his show, and I love Jimmy J's. I love all those
live,
oldies, man.
Live radio,
like that,
he does,
you know?
Does it live. He gets calls and everything. I mean, it's a real live show. I mean,
it's great.
On terrestrial radio. It's a real radio show. Not like we're just on the internet, but he's on the real radio.
He was doing 45s. When was that? Last week, Kevin?
Yeah, last week I did all 45s.
All 45.
Yeah, I shared a picture. I shared a picture today.
That was a great picture.
My mom introduced me to a record
cute little
player.
Guy.
Oh yeah,
and I don't know if you saw it, Trey, but it went crazy on Facebook today. I was shocked at all those people. I don't think people follow me on there, but I was quite shocked with all the response for that old picture. You know,
and when you put
the
right thing up, when you put the right thing up, they come out of the woodwork. I mean, sometimes I don't get many responses, and then when I put the right thing up, they just love it. You know, they just come on.
Yeah.
People have got other things to do. They look at something. If something grabs them, you know, if the color grabs them or whatever grabs them.
Actually,
right away,
next month, I'm going to be a guest at a luncheon for Philadelphia radio and TV personalities. I'm quite excited about that.
Oh, yeah, really?
So I'm going to be traveling to Philadelphia. I've networked with a guy named Eddie. He's a pretty cool guy, so I'm going to be this guest at a Philadelphia luncheon, so I'm really looking forward to that next month.
Awesome.
That's great. Really neat. Yeah, that's great.
So who won the caucus?
Well, they're still saying it's Trump.
They're
still saying it's Trump with 42%. So.
And who's 42. Second? Who did I say second?
Second was, hang on 1 second. Oh,
second is Rubio.
Rubio and then Cruz.
Yeah.
Rubio with 25
Rubio
and Cruz
second.
At 21.
Cruz
I thought Rubio
would
be second, yeah. Yeah.
Cruz is really slipping. They're really bringing out this born in Canada thing. And the establishment now has gone from Bush to Rubio.
Oh, yeah, they're behind Rubio.
Yeah.
1,000%.
Yeah, but can you imagine, though, if Trump becomes the nominee, the Democratic Party, can you imagine how much they're going to try and destroy Trump? It's going to get really nasty.
I just read something right before I came on the show. Oh, that they had KKK members, black guys dressed up in KKK outfits, at Trump's
no
rally.
No kidding.
Yeah, and they got caught. They got busted and I don't know whatever. But you know, I saw his rally last night, yesterday, and there were like two or three different. You know, one guy started punching people and all kinds of stuff, and there's all kinds of people all the time trying to interrupt his. And
well,
then the lights went out. Did you see the one where the lights went out?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that.
Saw
no,
that
no.
One.
The lights went out while he was speaking, and he didn't miss a beat. He just said, and they didn't pay their electric bill.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
They went to turn them back on. He said, no, turn them back off. Turn them back off. And they did.
Yeah.
He said, they're too bright.
Well, he also said on when he was on the stump that he said, those kind of guys, if somebody was causing a problem, he said, we take them outside, we punch them. He said, I want to punch them. He said,
oh,
I want to punch him.
He said, I want to punch that guy right in the face.
I'll tell you
what I can't
they
believe.
Do.
How almost all my friends, guys, want Bernie Sanders. I can't believe it.
God.
I don't think I can talk to these people no more. Bernie Sanders, guys, can you believe it? Him as president?
He does not have a shot.
How did he get this far? I think he's toast now.
He lived on welfare until he was 40.
Yeah.
He never had a job.
Right.
He is
until he was
40. I'm like, it's ridiculous. And then I watched him tonight, him and Hillary, at this town hall meeting, and people, especially these young kids, they believe all this nonsense.
Yeah, he was at UMass Amherst.
Don't worry, we're going to get those rich bastards to pay for it.
Yeah, I know.
They believe that. It's like
but that's what they do, guys. That's what they do to young people like me. All my friends, they go to those universities and stuff, those liberal professors and everything, and they just pump it. Bernie Sanders was at UMass Amherst, and you see all these kids. I mean, it's like unbelievable. I can't get past it, you know. It's
you know,
like
they want to go to all these. They want to go to all. They want to go to all these high speed colleges, but they don't want to pay the freight. You know.
What you got to tell those people is that the people that are making, you know, $150,000 a year, Bernie's going to tax them 90%. So that means they'll make $15,000. Which is below.
But why is that fair? I mean, the Democrat Party makes it like if you're rich, you're not a nice person. Maybe you earned your fortune, and it's you know, rich people, they
usually
earn
you
their
do fortune.
And people in my generation can get rich as well if they're successful. And you don't need Bernie Sanders to just kind of give you it all for free. I mean, you know, it's just like,
you're right.
You know?
You're absolutely right.
He's
but
just jiving,
everyone's getting into that, you know?
He's just jiving, though. That's a jive thing. He thinks, you know, he thinks he can make socialism work. It's never worked before, and it never will work. Communism doesn't work. He thinks he can make it work because he's smarter than everybody else. That's what they think.
Yeah.
It's almost like John Kerry.
You want to know something interesting, too? I don't know if you guys saw this, but when Hillary and Bernie Sanders are doing the caucuses in New Hampshire, you know who did not go out of all the political people in the state?
Who?
Elizabeth Warren. Warren was not up there. It was really weird. And there's still a lot of speculation in this area. There's people that want to see Elizabeth Warren replaced with Hillary. I'm telling you. That's the mentality.
Wow.
There's something behind that.
She thinks she's Pocahontas, though, you know. She thinks she's Pocahontas. Lone
she
Ranger
was,
wants
but
her
it was
as
strange.
A partner, you know?
All the political Democrats, the big-name Democrats, were there. But she wasn't. It was really weird.
You know, not to change the subject, but what do you think of this Scalia thing?
Oh man, I'll tell you. The fact that he couldn't go five blocks to go to the funeral, the procession. I said the same thing that Trump said. You know what Trump said? He tweeted it. I said it a day before. I said if it was at a mosque, he probably would have gone.
Yeah.
Trump said.
Oh, I saw that too. I love that status. Oh, I love that status.
Yeah.
Really?
Look, if a homeless person is found dead on the street a medical examiner. I'm not saying they're going to give him an autopsy. They are going to pronounce him dead. Do you know that, Scalia was not seen physically by one medical anything?
No, just the guy.
Not one.
The guy that
not
owns
one.
The lodge. The guy that owns the lodge called
the guy
it
that
in.
Owns the lodge.
Phoned it in, right?
Yeah, and said that he
he's
was
Obama
found, found in bed with his clothes weren't wrinkled, and he had a pillow over his head.
And
the doctor said over the phone, you don't do that. You don't do that with a homeless person. They have to
That's
be
true.
Pronounced dead by a medical professional who sees them.
Right.
All they do is take their stethoscope and listen to their if there's a heart and,
right.
and take their
pulse
if
whatever,
there's a
yeah.
pulse and that's it.
Right.
But
right,
that was
yeah.
never done. And he's Catholic. Now, Catholics do not believe in cremation. Now, they did. The New Vatican in 1963 said, well, if you want to be cremated, we really frown on it, but
oh, is that
if
what they
that's
said?
The
I
way you have
Catholic.
To go, if that's the only way you could afford it. But he was a staunch Catholic. A staunch Catholic. And he was
now,
cremated.
Was he cremated, Billy? I
What's
didn't
that?
Know. Was he cremated?
He was
wasn't cremated.
He was cremated the day after he died.
He
no
was?
Autopsy, and
no
they
way.
Cremated him immediately.
I didn't hear
oh, yeah.
that.
Really? I didn't
yeah.
hear that at all.
No,
no
way.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
He was cremated immediately. They went and got the body, and nobody did an autopsy. Nobody pronounced him dead. Nobody did nothing, and they cremated him.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I had no idea. I didn't hear
did
that.
Did you
at
either,
all.
Colonel?
No, I didn't
Kevin,
hear that
did
at all.
Did you hear about that? I don't.
No, this is all news to me.
Wow.
So that was his ashes and laying in repose, and not his.
Yep.
Wow.
That was
that's
just a symbol.
Unbelievable!
Whoa,
I'm
no
really surprised about that.
Yeah, that's the whole like you said, Billy. The whole thing is extremely mysterious for a Supreme Court
heaven.
Judge. It's
yeah.
it's just a little bizarre. Like they treated it like it was nothing.
Well, they already have a bill ready that all representatives, senators, Supreme Court, anybody that's a public service official must have an autopsy. Now, they said, well, the family didn't want it. It doesn't matter what the family wants. When you're a public official, an autopsy is automatically done. That's the way it's always been. It's
yeah.
just not written on paper. Now they're writing it on paper.
Hmm. Well, I think the, tell you the truth, I think that the House of Representatives and the Senate and everybody in Congress and the President and everybody involved with them should have drug tests. At
yeah.
a regular basis, too.
Yeah, that,
how about
that's
that?
Right. That's right.
You know, I think we should check what's in their blood. I want to see if they're on dope. You
yeah.
know?
Well, you know, you tell me how a senator that makes about $200,000 a year, give or take, okay? How do they become millionaires in, you know, one term, 4 years? How do they become multimillionaires by making $200,000 a year?
There's all kickbacks going on. We know that.
There you go.
Of course.
There you go.
So, hey, they don't. They're not there just to have fun. They're there really to make money. They know there's a lot of money involved. And when they leave their post, they become lobbyists. You know, they're even better off when they leave than when they're in office.
Now, you know about Obama appointing a new Supreme Court judge. He could pick whoever he wants, but it has to be voted on by the Senate.
Absolutely.
That's the law. However,
right.
if the Senate is on recess, he could appoint somebody without the
right.
without their consent, and they could serve 1 year.
Right.
And then
a
they're up
appointment.
For Senate vote. Well,
yeah,
well,
we hope they don't take
year?
A recess. That's what we hope.
That's all he needs is a year. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know,
oh,
we
can
need
get a lot
Cruz
of things
to filibuster again.
Yeah,
you know?
A lot of things through in a year. Yep.
Yep.
But I think he's definitely going to nominate somebody, and the Congress, the Senate is going to hopefully knock him down if the person is a liberal like we figure it's going to be. You know, I don't have any doubts about that. It's going to be a real liberal, far left person, you know, that should be one.
And all the GOP Trump bashers are saying that, you know, if it's up to Trump, he's going to appoint his sister, and Trump already said that's a conflict of interest, and there's no way I would appoint my sister.
They're just trying to scare
him. I can't stand the way they pounce on him.
Yeah.
You know, but that just goes to show you.
And the more and more they pounce on Trump, the more and more his polls go up. I mean, nothing's stopping them. You know?
Exactly.
It's just phenomenal to watch.
If everybody hates him, if the establishment hates him, if George Soros hates him, if the media hates him, that's the guy you want. I've said that from the beginning.
Yeah, it's true. It's a good
they
point.
Don't hate him for nothing.
Yeah. Not only that,
but I'm also hearing now that that people are saying that he's got so many negative things about him that
Democrats.
He can't be Hillary.
They're pushing that. The Democrats are pushing that because they're so scared of Trump. They're more scared of Trump than anybody because he's the only guy, really, who can really defeat Hillary. I don't think, you know, I like Cruz, don't get me wrong. And I don't dislike Rubio too much either. I like him, you know, but Cruz I really like a lot. But neither of those guys can beat Hillary. Trump can defeat Hillary because of his big name power, his household name, his fame. He can get the moderates and he can get some Democrats and he'll get a lot of Republicans, a lot of conservatives. They're dealing with all that stuff where, he'll never beat Hillary, he's got all these negatives and everything. That's all that's all their jive stuff. They got a lot of jive stuff out there. You know? They're known for that.
There isn't a politician in this world, including Trump, that is going to change everything.
Of course
now, Trump
not.
Trump could create jobs, he could do trade, he could do you.
He keeps on bringing me up.
He could build a wall. He could fix the amnesty. He could fix the veterans. All the important things that need to be fixed.
Right.
But you know what the Bible says? The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 7:14 says,
what?
If my people who are called by my name, that means Christians, turn from their wicked ways, repent of their sin, whatever, I'm not doing it exactly, then I will hear from heaven and will heal their land. So it's up to the Christians to get their life straightened out.
I see.
God's going to step in and fix everything out.
Right.
Yep, and he's the only one.
Trump is saying all the right things. He's saying all the right things, you know. I didn't like what he said about Bush or the weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, that bothered me.
I just thought he was really off the line.
He lost his temper. I mean, it's obvious.
Yeah.
Jeb would just not shut up. And Jeb did that on purpose, which, you know, he succeeded in what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
Piss off Trump and have him say something stupid. And that's what he did. But guess he's not a father anymore.
Well, listen, Bush bowed out. And I think the next guy that's going to bow out, it's Carson, probably, but it looks like he wants to hold on. But even from the start, I mean, I like Carson. He seems like a real nice guy, but I knew he had no shot right from the very start. My veterinarian said to me, he goes, Carson. I said, man, Carlos, he's got no shot. Not one shot at all. He's a nice guy, but he's got no shot. I said, don't even worry about him. I said, forget him, you know?
He wants a position. That's what he wants.
Yeah,
Carson maybe so, but he doesn't need it. I think, you know, he's doing this because he's going through the motions he wants. You know,
is he a real doctor? I mean, does he really have a facility where he sees people?
He's a big surgeon. No, he's just
he's a neurosurgeon, brain surgeon.
What big hospital
really,
was
they
that?
Say the best in the world.
Yeah, he's coming in at 4% right now in Nevada, Carson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how about Kasich?
Kasich is, they're not showing him right now.
Why not showing him? I see.
Kasich is 4% too.
He really thinks he can win this thing. He said to Megyn Kelly, he goes, don't count me out, Megyn. Don't count me out. Well, he thinks he can win. You know, Trump is beating him, is leading him in Ohio, in his own state where he's governor.
To Kasich. I think he did a good job in New Hampshire. I mean, he stayed there and campaigned. I mean, I think he
Well, that's why he came in second or third, didn't he? Where did he come in? Oh, no, he didn't come in second or third.
Guess where else Trump is winning in all of the polls from Texas.
Really?
All the polls from Texas have Trump at the top over Cruz.
Wow.
And that's
no
Cruz's state. So.
I feel bad for Cruz. Listen, everybody, it looks like we've come to the end of the line. This is
yeah.
Trey Martin.
End of the line for everybody.
And we got
oh, no.
Jim Gilmore coming on the outside. Here he comes.
Yes,
and here's Martin O'Malley.
Way behind.
Martin O'Malley. Here comes Martin O'Malley up the middle. He's going to the middle. He's going to nose Trump. He's going to nose Hillary. I watch it. Here he comes at the finish line. Here it is. It's Trump. All right, anyway. Listen, you guys, I want to thank you for being with us. Billy Van Horn, the mysterious colonel, but never delirious colonel, and, of course, Kevin Bowles. Thank you so much, Kevin. Thanks, Billy. Thanks, Colonel. We'll see you. Lisa, thank you very much. We'll see you on Sunday morning funhouse. We're going to have some fun, man. And be with us. Trademark
God bless
you
all.
Have a great
God
day.
God bless you all. Take
bye
care. Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.